We are observing Govardhan Puja today in China. I understand that many of the gatherings of devotees had their Govardhan Puja festival yesterday because people are at work today. But today is the actual Govardhan Puja day. This month of Kartik is very sacred and special, as we all know. Even aside from Govardhan Puja, the whole month, even during Krishna's time, the whole month was considered to be very special, very auspicious. What to speak of when Krishna performed his pastimes during this month? You can see in this painting, not only is Krishna holding up the hill of Govardhan, but he's standing on a tall mound of earth. Look closely. When Krishna performed this pastime, he was only 7 years old. And a child that's 7 years old is not so tall. So how was he able to hold the hill above everybody's head so they could be protected? It's because he's standing on that mound of earth there. In this lila, there are at least 300 is performing. One of those principal functions was Krishna desired to curb the pride of Indra. Indra is not only in heaven, he's the king of heaven, and he has incredible opulence and power and wealth and beauty and so many opulences. Opulence, material opulence, is the fruit of piety. And so one who has wealth or some other opulence, watch out, because there's a tendency to become proud. And pride is very damaging. Pride can take away all good qualities and good character in an individual. So Krishna doesn't like pride. Devotees, beware of pride. A second purpose that Krishna wanted to fulfill was to nourish by the mood of astonishment, to nourish the natural love that all the residents of Vrindavan have for him. In Vrindavan, Krishna shows his original Swayam Bhagavan Krishna form. Within this original form, everything is there. His opulences are there in full. That's the king of Bhagavan. And there's something additional that isn't displayed outside of Vrindavan to the same degree, and that is the sweetness or intimacy of love that Krishna has for those residents and that they have for him. Even when Krishna displays superhuman opulence, like lifting a mountain for 7 days and holding it up in the air, the residents of Vrindavan still don't see him as God. They just think, oh, how wonderful is Krishna. Their sweetness and love is so strong. This was a second purpose of Krishna. By showing his opulence to the residents of Vrindavan, they simply became astonished, which nourished their love for him. Krishna, with this opulence, Krishna protects his devotees. The danger that they were facing was life-threatening, but Krishna protected them. And the third purpose that Krishna wanted to fulfill is the most sublime of the whole pastime.
Krishna
Krishna wanted to give uninterrupted association with him for 7 days and seven nights, and so he did. In any relationship, there are two factors, being together and separation. Just like right now. I am in America and unable to visit China, so we're associating this way through VOOV. So there's feelings of separation. And by Krishna's arrangement, someday I'll be able to again visit China and we can be together. In Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, these two elements, meeting and separation, are also there. The Vrijvasis have such affection and attachment for Krishna that he is their life and soul. Being apart from him is more difficult than stopping to breathe. He knows that they have that kind of love for him, and he feels the same love for them. For this third reason, Krishna arranged a situation where he could be with them and they could be with him for 7 days uninterrupted, no separation. Now, let us go forward to describe how Govardhan made his appearance in Vrindavan Dham. A very ancient scripture called Garga Samhita gives us this explanation. Krishna and Radha were seated together in Krishna Loka. And Krishna started to smile very joyfully. The Radha asked him, "What's the cause of your smiling like this?"
然后 Radha 是什么使得你笑得如此开心呀?
Krishna said, very soon our appearance in the earthly realm will take place, and you and I will go together and perform our pastimes together for the benefit of all the living entities in the earthly realm. Radha frowned and showed displeasure. How is it possible that we can leave Vrindavan, leave the river Jamuna, and Govardhan Hill, and all these cows? How would that be possible? I wouldn't be able to bear separation from them.
Radharani said,
Krishna replied, there is no difficulty. All of them have already made their appearance in the earthly realm. And then the description of how Govardhan descended to earth is described. There was a great personality named Drona who had taken the form of a huge mountain. And Govardhan appeared as his son. According to Garga Samhita, the place where Drona was residing was a place called Shamala Dweep, Shamali Dweep. Shamali Dweep is described as being somewhere west of Bharatvarsha or India. When Govardhan appeared there, all the other mountains honored, oh, how beautiful, how majestic, how opulent. Let us know this Govardhan as the king of mountains. Prabhupada has taught us that mountains in their early stage of formation have a soul within, and although very, very, very slowly, mountains with the soul within may grow. After the soul departs, then the body of the mountain remains much like the bones of a living entity once the soul has gone, remains. You can see in the painting on the top is a sage named Palascha Muni. Palascha's ashram was in Kashi.
Palascha Muni, he is from Kashi.
But he was on tour as a sage, visiting various holy places, and he came to Dronachala. And he was so impressed with the majesty of Govardhan that he requested his father, Drona, please grant me one request, O great mountain Drona. Dronachala was delighted just to have Palascha's association. So he just said yes without even knowing what Palascha wanted. Palascha requested, please let me take your son Govardhan with me back to Kashi because there are no mountains there and I can then engage in my austerities and practices on the slopes of Govardhan Hill.
Palascha Muni 对 Dronachala 发出了这样的请求，请你让我把你的儿子高瓦登山带走吧，带到喀什去，因为在喀什是没有山的。如果把高瓦登山带到喀什去的话，这样呢，我就能够在高瓦登山的山坡上进行苦行，从事我的修行了。
Drona was very sad that he gave this promise, but he had to keep his word, so he asked his son, would you like to go? Govardhan said, I can go, but I just have one condition. When Palascha takes me from here, wherever he sets me down, that's it. I won't go any place further. Palascha agreed. Palascha had mystical powers. Much like Hanuman, he could travel in the air and he could carry very heavy objects like Hanuman did by carrying the peak of a mountain.
Palascha
On the way, returning to Kashi, Palashya had to answer the call of nature.
就在 Palashya 驮着 Govardhan 回到 Kashi 的路上的时候，突然间，他要去响应大自然的呼唤，也就是他想如厕了。
Forgetting the promise he made to Govardhan, he set Govardhan down in Vrindavan in order to take care of the call of nature.
就在那个时候，他想如厕的时候，想要去回应大自然的呼唤的时候，他一下子忘了自己给 Govardhan 的承诺，于是他把 Govardhan 放在了 Vrindavan 这片土地上。
When he came back and tried to continue his journey, Govardhan wouldn't move. Because that was the promise that Palashya made. Palashya, being a great sage, could understand the intention of Govardhan.
Palashya, he is a great sage. He can understand the intention of Govardhan.
Govardhan wanted to be in Vrindavan during the pastimes of Krishna.
Govardhan wants to be in Vrindavan to witness.
And Palashya was simply engaged to bring him there, to Vrindavan.
Palashya, he just 将 Govardhan 驮到了这里，带到了这里。
With this understanding, you can see in the bottom part of the painting, he cursed Govardhan.You tricked me. You wanted to be here because you know Krishna's pastimes are going to appear very soon. Having tricked me in this way, I curse you. You will. You will shrink the size of one mustard seed every day. And so we find that Govardhan Hill.Has become much smaller than the time of Krishna. As you can see on the slide, Garga Samhita gives the dimensions of Govardhan Hill during Krishna's time.The hill was 16 miles tall.
这个山啊，这那个时候这座山有16英里高。
Do you know any mountain anywhere in the world that's 16 miles tall?But now, Govardhan Hill has greatly diminished. Now, 16 miles is 29 kilometers.
16英里相当于 29公里。
But today, Govardhan is at the tallest point, is only 60 feet, 80 feet.
但是如今, 哥瓦丹山的最高处也只有80英尺高。
Now the local residents in Vrindavan don't accept that Palashya, a human, can curse Govardhan. That's not possible.
但是呢, 当Vrindavan的当地的居民,他们不相信 Palashya, 这个人物能够诅咒哥瓦丹山。
So they say that Govardhan is decreasing in size out of feelings of separation from Krishna. Here's another nice painting of Palashya carrying Govardhan Hill.
这张图片我们可以看到Palashya驮着Govardhan山的这个非常美丽的图片。
Supposing you were taking an exam for Bhakti Shastri, and one of the questions was, the greatest devotee of Krishna is, and you fill in the blank, there's just a line, whose name would you put there?
这个奉爱经典的一个小试题测试，要一个填空题，在所有的奉献者当中，谁是最佳的、最棒的奉献者，让你填这个空，你会填谁呢？There's
a celebrated verse often quoted that explains that the best of all the devotees are the gopis.
我们在经典当中有这样一段著名的诗节，讲到了在所有的奉献者当中最优秀的奉献者是那些gopis们，牧牛姑娘。And
that would be a nice answer to put in your Bhakti Shastri exam.
但是在这个Bhakti Shastri的考试当中，我们有这样的一个题目。
Or you might put Radharani's name because she's the best amongst the gopis.
当你填这个空的时候呢，你可能会想到，是Radharani，Radharani是所有奉献者、所有gopi当中最优秀的那一位。Or
you might put Balaram's name because he just loves serving Krishna. He serves Krishna in all the five different rasas at the same time.
你填这个空的时候会填上Balarama，因为Balarama他通过在五种关系当中，Balarama可喜爱服务Krishna，他通过五种Rasa，每一种Rasa当中Balarama都服务着Krishna。
And someone might put Arjuna's name because he's so dear to Krishna as his friend.
也许有人会填上Arjuna的名字，因为Arjuna跟Krishna是
But in Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear the gopis' conclusion that the best of the devotees is Govardhan Hill. The gopis pray in this way. Please read the Sanskrit. Please read the Chinese translation. The nature of a servant. There's more?
Yeah.
The nature of a servant is to find out what the master requires and provide what the master requires.
仆人的本性或天性就是他们总是要找到主人所需。他们找到主人，他们并且为提供为主人提供主人所需要的一切。
And one wants to serve not only the master, but those who are dear to the master.
而且这样的仆人，他不仅仅很好的服务他的主人，他也会去很好的去服务主人所心爱的人们。
Balaram, the calves, cows, and cowherd, friends, they're all very dear to Krishna.
Balarama, 还有小牛犊、母牛以及牧牛童朋友们都是 Krishna 深爱的人。
Without even being asked for things, Govardhan supplies all these necessities for all these personalities who are dear to Krishna.
在没有人提醒的情况下 ，Govardhan 为所有的生物体提供了一切所需。
Let us hear from the gopis.How Govardhan serves Krishna.
我们现在来聆听一下 Govardhan 是如何描述了 Govardhan 提供了一切所需的。
Govardhan supplies water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respects to the Lord.
山提供了饮用水，十分柔嫩的青草、山洞、水果、鲜花和蔬菜。记住三，就是这样，以这种方式向主致敬。
Govardhan doesn't just offer respects; Govardhan offers loving service.
Govardhan 不仅仅致以了敬意，而且他做出了非常的。
Here's a very nice painting showing some caves along the side of Govardhan Hill. Sometimes Radha and Krishna would enter these caves and engage in their pastimes together.
Krishna 和 Radharani 会走到这些山洞里，在山洞里上演他们的消时光。
Sometimes Krishna and the cowherd boys would enter the caves during the heat of the summer to get relief from the intense heat of the summer sun.
有的时候 ，Krishna 和 Balarama 他们会在夏日炎炎的时候进入到这些山洞里去，去躲开。
Or when it was raining, they would take shelter in the caves to get free from the rain.
当下雨的时候 ，Krishna 和这些牧牛童朋友们会进到山洞里去躲雨。
In this way, Govardhan would serve Krishna and his dear devotees.
就这样 ，Govardhan 山服务着 Krishna 和 Krishna 心爱的奉献者。
Please just read the Chinese for time's sake.
Yes, Guru Nanak. Govardhan 山还特产柔嫩的食用根茎，它生产了用来装饰身体的珠宝，并且提供了平坦的座位。
Next.
Yeah, Guru Nanak, I already read.
Okay.
Yeah, this also.
Oh, okay.As you can see, Govardhan has a variety of ways to serve Krishna and his devotees. Here's Radha and Krishna by the side of Govardhan Hill. Taking advantage of the flat places for sitting.
They 坐在平坦的石头上.
Here's another very beautiful painting.
这是另一张 Radha 和 Krishna 美丽的图片。
You can see on the slopes of Govardhan Hill, there are some cows.
我们可以看到在 Govardhan 山的山坡下上面有乳牛在那里漫游着。
While Krishna is charming Radha with his flute playing, they're both comfortably sitting on the flat stones of Govardhan Hill.
我们可以看到 Radha 和 Krishna 他们非常舒适地坐在 Govardhan 山的平坦的石头上。Krishna 在那里吹起了他的笛子，用他非常迷人的笛音吸引了 Radha。
Here's another very nice painting of Radha and Krishna with Govardhan Hill in the background.
我们在这里可以看到了 Radha 和 Krishna 在 Govardhan 山上演消时光的美丽的图片。
Look at the very top of the painting, you'll see a white temple.
我们在这张图片的最上方可以看到一座白色的神庙。
Towards the end,of this evening's talk, I'll describe a little bit about that temple, and you can see some cows along the slopes of Govardhan Hill, too. Next, please read.
Yes, Govardhan 山以这种方式向主致敬。就这样 ，Krishna 以 Govardhan 山的形象展示如何从事纯粹放爱服务。
I hope you're enjoying darshan of Govardhan Hill in these photos.
我希望大家看非常高兴的能看到这些 Govardhan 山的图片。
Now read this one too.
Yes, 就这样 ，Krishna 以 Govardhan 山的形象展示如何从事纯粹的放爱服务。
Very confidential service Govardhan renders to Krishna all the time.
就这样 ，Govardhan 山以非常非常机密的方式服务的 Krishna。
Now let's take a look at Govardhan Hill from the sky.
我们现在。从空中向下看的关于波尔丹山的俯瞰图。
This is an actual photograph of Govardhan Hill.
这实际上是波尔丹山的一个就是指真实的图片。
As you can see, Govardhan is very thin and very long.
我们在这张图片上可以从空中看到波尔丹山又长。
It is often said that Govardhan is shaped like a peacock.
通常把 Govardhan 山的形状描述为是孔雀的样子。
That area in the middle, this kind of whitish color, those are the rooftops of the town of Govardhan.
我们可以看到中间这个地方。那里就是显现出了一片稍稍白色的这个颜色，那是 Govardhan 山山顶。
Just like a peacock may be seated on the branch of a tree, and the tail is drooping down, and the head with the long neck is towards the top. That's the body of Govardhan Hill.
山的样子似乎就像是一只孔雀，它在树枝上休息，它将它的头插进了它的脖子里，然后尾巴从树上就这样挂下来，垂吊着。
Govardhan is actually straight north and south, although this photograph is at an angle because of the length of Govardhan Hill.
因为这个图片呢展示的是一个侧向的图。波尔丹山实际上是南北纵横的方向。
At the very top in the upper right, that's the head of Govardhan and the two eyes are Radha Krishnamukund.
我们在这张图片的左右上角可以看到 勾栏山山上，这不是有两个点？这两个点呢，就是什么坤和哪个坤？
And the mouth or tongue of Govardhan is also towards the top.
我们可以看到勾栏山的舌头，也是在这个右上方展示出来了。
When you visit Radha Kund, you will see the tongue of Govardhan.
那么Govardhan山的舌头呢，就是Govardhan山这个城镇。当我们去到什么困难的困的时候，我们也会拜访到Govardhan山这座城镇，这座镇子。
The tongue of Govardhan was discovered.By Raghunath Das Goswami, when Radha Kund was being excavated or dug. Raghunath Das Goswami, yes.
Raghunath Das Goswami, he later found Govardhan's
tongue. Look closely at this photograph.Where the word Govardhan is printed in white letters in the middle.
大家往近处看，可以看到这山的中间写着 Govardhan山 这个白色的字。
Just below those letters is a body of water called Manasi Ganga.
就在这个白色的字的下面有一条线，那就是 Manasi Ganga 河。
When we go to Vrindavan, we'll circumambulate Govardhan Hill and we'll visit all these places.
当我们去绕拜哥瓦登山的时候，我们就会去拜访所有的这些地方圣地。
So now let us begin the Govardhan Leela.
我们现在开始讲述哥瓦登山了，哥瓦登山时光。
The Govardhan Leela begins in the afternoon.In the morning, the pastime was Krishna receiving food from the wives of the brahmanas. It's a very nice pastime.
就在那天早上的时候 ，Krishna 他从那些婆罗门的妻子们那里获得了各种各样的好吃的东西。
And after having their lunch, Krishna and the cowherd boys continued walking.
在下午的时候 ，Krishna 带着那些牛童朋友们继续行走的。
And they saw that Nanda Maharaj was arranging a very large festival program.
然后看到了 Nanda Maharaj 在安排一场盛大的节日。
So here we see Krishna asking Nanda Maharaj.What is this festival all about? Please explain. In the painting you see at the bottom left is so much paraphernalia that was to be used for the yajna.Behind the paraphernalia are the brahmanas who are going to do the yajna. Nanda Maharaj is there to the right, sitting in a chair.
Nanda Maharaj is there to the right, sitting in a chair.
And the elders amongst the cowherds are behind him. Nanda began to explain, according to the Vedic scriptures, when one receives, one gives back.
讲述的说道，当一个人接受礼物的时候，他也应该一
This year, we have received abundant rainfall. As a result, our crops and the grasses for the cows were abundant, so we're going to have a yajna to respect Indra for all of this nice assistance. How Krishna responded was very interesting. Krishna spoke to his father an atheistic philosophy that even during Krishna's time was well known.
Atheist.
An atheist philosophy. Maybe you have heard or you have read about Karma Mimamsa philosophy. Karma Mimamsa philosophy says like this. Whether there's God or not, it doesn't really matter. If there is a God, then he is subordinate to the laws of karma. A God like Indra can only distribute benedictions according to the karma of the people who are subordinate to him. That means karma is above God. Krishna argued in this way with his father. Please read. No need to worship Indra, just do good karma. But if you want to do a sacrifice, here's my suggestion. Please read.
Yes.
No. What Krishna is indicating here is three things are very dear to him. What are those three things? The cows, the brahmanas, and Govardhan Hill. Krishna then gives further details of the sacrifice that he wants them to perform.
Please.
All the grains, and the dairy products, and everything should be cooked and make nice offerings for the brahmanas.
那么应该去烹饪各种各样精美的食物，而且要把这些精美的食物去宴请那些婆罗门们。Read. Yes, 精通伟达曼彻的布拉曼们，婆罗门们有正确的点燃祭火，然后您们要用精心烹制的食物款待各位祭司，赠送他们乳牛和其他礼物，以示回报。In
the painting, we can see the brahmanas pouring ghee into the sacrificial fire and chanting of Vedic mantras.
面上可以看到这些婆罗门们，他们把这个经验的酥油放到了火里，并且与此同时吟诵着曼陀罗。The
procedure that Krishna is describing is the brahmanas should be fed first.
在这 Krishna 所描述的这个程序当中。 他说到了，首先要宴请这些婆罗门们。After
feeding the brahmanas, everyone else is to also be fed.
在款待了婆罗门之后，所有其他的人也应该得以款待。Please
read. Read.
Yes. 要把食物给予包括狗和食狗肉者在内的堕落灵魂的其他每一个生灵。
So now we've heard there's the brahmanas, there's the cows, and Govardhan Hill are to be honored. Please read.
Yes, but 当每个人都吃得开心满足之后，你们应该把自己穿着打扮得十分俊美，然后绕拜五流 Brahmana 婆罗门祭火和勾瓦丹山。
In the painting, you see the two little boys, that's Krishna and Balaram.
我们在这张图片上可以看到有两个小孩，最前面的两个小孩，他们就是 Krishna 和 Balarama.
And behind them are some of their little friends.
而在他们俩身后是他们的小朋友们.
And standing with the white beard, that's Nanda, and his elder brother Upananda.
而图片上的白胡子的那一位是 Nanda. 还有Nanda身旁的，那是他的哥哥Upananda。And
Krishna is pointing towards Govardhan Hill. Govardhan should be worshipped and circumambulated, as well as circumambulating the cows, the brahmanas, and the sacrificial fire.
用手指指着勾瓦丹山说道了，我们应该绕拜勾瓦丹山，不仅如此，还应该绕拜乳牛，绕拜婆罗门，还有祭火。This
is Govardhan Puja during Krishna's time.
这是在 Krishna 的那个时候所做的勾瓦丹 Puja.
Here you can see in this painting where Nanda is performing Abhishek of a Govardhan Shila.
在亲自给勾瓦丹师了圣食做沐浴，阿比舍卡。Translation. Yes. 随即，牧牛人社团完全按照马杜苏兰的建议做了。那他们安排众布拉明诵吉祥的曼维达曼特，并恭敬的把本来为因着施行祭祀的各种用品供奉给勾瓦丹山和布拉玛婆罗门们。
And then came feeding the cows with grass.
Then they also fed the cows with grass.
I like this drawing. Look how many cows there are, all nicely lined up with the big bowls of grass in front of them. And they treated the cows with the greatest respect. That's a cow barn. Look, it looks like a palace.
Next.
Here's another nice drawing, same artist depicting taking care of the cows. And on the right, the color painting is Krishna and Balaram and the cowherd boys drawing milk from the cows. Next.
装扮美丽的牧牛女们坐在牛车上跟着队伍，她们歌唱唱着主Krishna的荣耀，她们的歌声与众位Brahmana婆罗门起伏的吟诵声交织在一起。
In Vrindavan, as well as in the Hare Krishna movement, singing is a central part of the life of devotion to Krishna.
在 Vrindavan, 尤其是Hare Krishna 参加Hare Krishna 运动的奉献者们，他们的这个唱诵是主要的部分。The
cowherd boys, at the end of the day's activities, when returning back to the village, they would compose songs and sing songs of what Krishna did that day.
当牧牛童们和Krishna在黄昏的时候，牧牛归来，这些牧牛童们他们就会编写出Krishna在白日从事的各种活动的歌曲，来荣耀Krishna的消逝光。And
when they narrated everything back in the village, the adults would also make their own songs and sing songs glorifying Krishna like that.
牧牛童们一路唱着Krishna的消失光的歌曲，回到家中之后，在村庄的那些成年人们，他们也会编写Krishna上演消失光的歌曲，在吟诵歌唱的。
In all cultures of the world, music is very important. In Vrindavan, it's all centered on Krishna.
在Vrindavan，他们的音乐的核心就是去荣耀Krishna。
Here's a nice painting of all the offerings that were placed before Govardhan Hill. Huge mounds of rice were placed before Govardhan Hill to accept. The mounds of rice were taller than people. And so many pots with cooked foods and baked cakes and so many nice things. When you visit Govardhan Hill, this is the area where they place this big Anukut, it's called, the big, all those different offerings placed before Govardhan Hill, right in this tract of land here, covered completely. Next.
然后 Krishna 显示了前所未有的巨大形体，将信心灌注的牧牛人当中，宣布道：“我就是哥瓦丹山。”At
the bottom of this painting, you see the Brahmana doing a yajna.
我们在这张图片的最下方会看到那些婆罗门们，他们在举行火祭，给哥瓦丹山举行火祭。In
the middle part of the painting, you see Krishna and Balaram and the Brijbasis doing parikrama around Govardhan Hill. And at the top of the painting, there's Krishna in his form of Lord Hari, who appeared to bring faith to the residents of Vrindavan. It's not just a little boy's childish talk. The hill of Govardhan is Hari. Here's another very nice painting. Krishna himself came before Hari, who is a form of himself, and offered obeisances to himself. This is most amazing. Sometimes Krishna expands himself to be many Krishnas dancing with the gopis. In Dwaraka, Krishna sometimes expands himself in identical forms of Krishna in the palaces of the queens. But this is even more amazing. Here we have three different forms of Krishna simultaneously being manifest. Krishna offering obeisances, Krishna in the form of Sri Hari, and Govardhan Hill, who is also Krishna. Most amazing. Next. Next. The huge abundance of offerings were all at once eaten by Sri Hari. And do you know what happened after that? Read.
他吃了他们供过所有食物之后，还喊着阿尼哟阿尼
哟。This word anior in local language means bring me more, bring me more.
Anio 在当地的语言就是还有。
The bridge bossies didn't know what to do. How do you want more? So they went to their storerooms and emptied everything out and cooked very quickly and provided everything and again, Hari ate everything saying, Anior, Anior. They didn't know what to do. But if you look in the bottom right, there's Balaram. He's holding a plow over his shoulder. He knew what to do. Balarama requested the bridge bossies to bring him one tulsi leaf.
Balarama 请求 bridge bossy 们当地居民拿来一片 tulsi 叶。
And when Balaram had the tulsi leaf, he handed it to Sri Hari, who then became completely satisfied.
当 Balarama 拿到了这片 tulsi 叶，并且将它递给了哈利的时候，哈利用下之后，他立刻心满意足了。
Dear devotees, when you make offerings to Krishna, best if every prepared item has one tulsi leaf, and that will be most satisfying to Krishna to receive your offering.
亲爱的奉献者们，当你们打做好的食物，每一样食物供奉给神坛的时候，最好能在每一样食物当中都能够放上一片tulsi leaf。因为 tulsi叶 是最能够让 Krishna 心满意足的。
While all of this was going on in the heavenly realm, Indra was becoming really agitated.
当所有的这一切发生之后，在天堂星宿上， Indra 变得十分的恼怒起来。
Next.
下。当尼者得知他的祭祀被搁置一旁，顿时对 Krishna 接受为把 Krishna 接受为他们的主的南达马哈拉吉和其他牧牛郎怒火万丈。
Now we have some sound effects. I hope it works.Can you hear the thunder? Here comes some more. Listen, everybody. Samvartaka is a very special cloud at the disposal of Indra.
Samvartaka 是 Indra 的他所指挥的非常特殊的云朵。
Unlike ordinary rain clouds, the Samvartaka is only deployed at the time of universal devastation.
其他的普通的云朵不一样的是 Samvartaka 个毁灭之年是在宇宙毁灭的时候才会被派遣出来的。
But Indra was really, really angry.
但是 Indra 真的真的非常的愤怒。
Next.
自以为是至尊者的 Indra 告诉毁灭之民，前去打消他们的骄傲，毁灭他们的牲畜。我会骑着我的大象跟随在你们身后，我还会带领强大的风神们去摧毁南达马哈拉吉的牧人村庄。
Look at this painting.
我们再看看这张图片。
There's a Sambartika cloud showering torrents of rain upon the resident of Vrindavan, and it's flooding.
我们可以看到这个毁灭之云电闪雷鸣，向 Vrindavan 之际倾泻了滂沱大雨。
Please read.
Yes, 奉阴者之命。被过早释放的宇宙毁灭之民去到南达马哈拉吉的牧场，在那里，他们向当地的居民猛烈的倾泻滂沱大雨，使他们备受折磨。
Next，
毁灭之云电闪雷鸣，不断的投掷冰雹。乌云倾泻。无助的滂沱大雨，大地被洪水淹没。
This was rain at devastation. It's not just drops of rain or heavy rain. Columns of rain, as big as pillars, were coming down upon Vrindavan.
这个毁灭之云下的雨水可不是一般的雨水，而是像柱子一样粗的滂沱大雨。这样向文达文倾泻而下，把文达文淹没了。
Next，
在这种 ，Can I read？
Yes，
yeah， 分辨不清高低洼度，母牛和其他的牲畜在狂风暴雨中站立着，牧牛郎和牧牛女们冻得发抖，痛苦不堪，他们全都奔向果温达寻求庇护。
Go ahead.
Krishna, 最幸运的人啊，请让母牛脱离鹰爪的愤怒吧！主啊，你那么深爱你的奉献者，也请救救我们吧！
Their first concern is the cows.
Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead. I already knew it.
You read this already?
Okay.
The interest of the Brijbasis is the cows come first.
We can see here, the Brijbasis, they are the most important of the cows. They are the first to call Krishna.
Just like in a family, if there's some fire in the house, the parents are most concerned with their children, and their safety is after their children are safe.
那么就像是我们可以想象一下，就像是如果家里着火了，那么父母他们最关心的是孩子的安全。
So the Brijbasis are first appealing to Krishna to take care of the cows, and then second is to take care of themselves, to protect themselves. Next.
乳牛和其他的牲畜在猛烈的暴风雨中站立着，牧牛郎和牧牛女们冻得发抖，痛苦不堪，他们全都奔向果温达寻求庇护。看到他们的 之灵被猛烈的冰雹和狂风弄得不知所措。对于哈利，明白一直暴露不转所为。
Krishna knew this was Indra's retaliation, and he began to contemplate. Read. Please note carefully, at the upper portion of this painting in the middle, there's a Durga chakra. When Krishna lifted Vrindavan Hill, what happened to the water was flooding all over Vrindavan going underneath the hill? One explanation is Sudarshan Chakra was moving so swiftly all around Govardhan Hill that all the water was drying up. Sudarshan Chakra is a heat weapon. And we're going to hear one other explanation given by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. This is very important. Krishna didn't want to punish Indra. Krishna wanted to give relief to Indra because of his anger and pride. So if Krishna puts us in difficulty, it's to give us relief from our contamination. Next time you're in some difficulty, please remember this point. Next. Yes. Next. background music of Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill. Next, read.
Yes.
Now we have many very beautiful paintings. Here's one, and we're going to show one after the next. A very beautiful painting. The water is falling off the side of the Govardhan Hill. Lightning coming from the sky. Balaram is standing right behind Krishna, enjoying the whole scene. And the young gopis catching Krishna's sidelong glance and glancing back at him. I'm going to have to end soon because I have another class to give, so I'm just going to go quickly now, okay? Please read.
通过其实这个的会议是不是呢俊美就是俊美你请你的歌安我当我的居民们不觉得饥渴而Krishna因尽我当人的形体也不忘了吃喝饮水。Another
beautiful painting of Krishna's lifting of Govardhan Hill. Another painting of the celebrated pastime. You've seen so many paintings of the same Leela. Doesn't that tell you that this is a very much beloved pastime of Krishna? Notice in the upper left corner that Indra riding his elephant carrier. Next. You can see Krishna standing on a little mound of earth, so he can keep Govardhana head above everyone's head. Same in this painting here. By his feet are some cowherd boys playing musical instruments. By his side is Nanda Maharaj, and there's Radharani holding a flower in her hand. Here's a nice painting of this Leela surrounded by gopis. Seated on a throne is Srimati Radharani, surrounded by all of her friends. Another very beautiful painting. Please read. Whether it was Sudarshan Chakra or Krishna's own power in some other form, everyone was safe underneath Govardhana Hill. At the bottom of this painting, the lower right corner, you'll see Airavata, Indra's elephant carrier, and paying obeisances, prostrated before Krishna, is Indra himself. And above Govardhan Hill, you'll see clouds are parting, the sun is beginning to shine through. Now, I'm going to have to end abruptly. We'll just read a little bit. You hear the birds? And last, though the hill is now back in place, Krishna and Balaram go back to taking care of their cows. And last slide, please read. So, although I couldn't be with you in China, we're with you virtually honoring Govardhan Puja on this very auspicious day. In 15 minutes, in India, they're also be observing Govardhan Puja, so I'm going to have to end this class so I can have another Govardhan Puja discussion with the devotees from India. Giri Govardhan ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Premanandi.